I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia lowered flags to half-mast for a day of mourning, and people continued to lay flowers on Sunday in memory of those gunned down at a rock concert outside Moscow. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The attack at the 6,200-seat venue on Friday night was the deadliest inside Russia for two decades. More than 130 people were killed when four men, armed with automatic weapons, burst into the Crocus City Hall concert venue. More than 180 were injured in the attack. Russia says it has detained 11 people, including the four gunmen, who fled the scene and made their way to the Bryansk region. Footage released by Russia's investigative committee on Sunday appeared to show the suspects being brought to the committee's headquarters in Moscow. Islamic State have claimed responsibility for the attack.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Officials claim three of the four suspects charged with carrying out the concert hall attack in Moscow have admitted guilt for the incident in a Russian court. The four were formally charged Sunday with committing a group terrorist attack resulting in deaths. The offense carries a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday more than 200,000 consumers in the country's second city of Kharkiv were left without stable electricity supply, following what Kyiv said was Moscow's biggest attack of the war so far on Ukraine's power grid. Russia pounded Ukrainian power facilities on Friday, striking a vast dam over the Dnipro River, killing at least five people and leaving more than a million others across seven regions without electricity.